This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
He did some work on the infield. This one is driven to right field. Teoscar back, still back at the wall. Bounces off the base of it. DJ LeMahieu, what a night. A double there. Bellinger will score. And for DJ, his fourth hit of the night, second RBI.
Yanks needed that last night from LeMahieu and others to avoid the sweep from the Dodgers. I have no idea if anybody named Sal was at Josh Allen's wedding this weekend, but I wasn't, and this Sal wasn't. As far as my knowledge, you weren't there, right, Sal? You weren't at the wedding this weekend. You were watching the Yanks.
Yeah, my invitation got lost in the mail, as I'm sure yours did, too. It's funny.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
I was at the ballpark in Rochester yesterday, and Mike Cannelotto was there, too. And we were saying that we were both joking that, yeah, I guess we're here, so we weren't there.
No, that's right. That's right. I give a lot of credit to everybody involved because there wasn't much about it. You saw some pictures that floated around on social, but it was not a really big deal. Someone told me, I don't remember this specifically, that when Jim Kelly got married to Jill back, you know, when they did in the late 80s, early 90s, whenever that was, that literally like the local news channels were live outside the church here in Buffalo. This was not like that here.
No, that was obviously in Southern California. It's probably used to that type of thing. But yeah, you're right. The Kelly wedding. I remember the Kelly wedding. I didn't go, of course. But yeah, that was a news event. That was actually a news event that the people covered. So yeah, quite a different scenario. But we're we're talking about a different time, Sal, and definitely two different people. I mean, Josh has become as Hollywood as it gets for a quarterback, I think, with his new starlet. So yeah, but hey, good for them. It's funny. I was teasing with Mike, too. You know, now Josh and I are anniversary buddies because my anniversary was Saturday, so he ended up getting married basically. Mine's the 30th, so he got married on the 31st. So I'll tease him about that when I see him again.
Well, happy anniversary to you! And also, he got married on Josh Reed's birthday, actually. So I texted Josh and I said, "I said to Josh, our buddy from Channel 4 here in Buffalo, I said, hey, at least you'll never forget Josh Allen's anniversary and say happy anniversary to him as long as he's in Buffalo because it's on your birthday. It's easy to remember, right?
That's right. That's right.
All right. Sal Majorana joining me here on the West Her Hotline. Of course, you can subscribe to his newsletter. It's absolutely free. If you're a Yankees fan, you want to subscribe to the newsletter. I want to make sure everybody knows that right away. It's called Pinstripe People. You can go to Sal's Twitter/X feed at Sal Majorana, and you can click it right there. It's the pinned tweet. All right. Things started off not very good for the Yanks on Friday and Saturday. They turned it around on Sunday. Give us just a synopsis of what this weekend meant for you watching them going forward for this Yankees team.
Yeah, I mean, look, I still believe, Sal, that the Yankees are a better team this year than they were last year. However, that being said, the Dodgers are still a major problem. And if these two teams were to get to the World Series, which would be awesome, I think the Dodgers are still the better team. But you think about, Sal, what happened this weekend. The Dodgers took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. One of those games was absolutely embarrassing, the Saturday game. And they did it without Mookie Betts, without three of their best starters, and probably five of their best relievers are all on the injured list. And they still took 2 of 3 from the Yankees. And if they ever do get their guys back, they are going to be a wagon for any team that faces them. And I think we saw that this weekend with what they did to the Yankees. I still think the Yankees have a ways to go before they can compete with the Dodgers this year. And again, who knows what's going to happen? October's a long time away, but that was my takeaway from the weekend was, okay, the Yankees can play with them, but they're still not better than the Dodgers.
Are the Yankees the best team in the American League, or is that the Tigers or somebody else?
You know, I think deep down, I think the Yankees are the better team than the Tigers. Obviously, Detroit's record's a little bit better right now. But I think the Yankees have a little bit more than Detroit personnel-wise. Remember, the Tigers are playing in the AL Central. Now, there are some decent teams there, probably better, quite frankly, than some of the AL East teams. But I'm not totally sold on the Tigers yet. We'll see. I mean, in a couple months, I might change my mind on them. But I still think the Yankees are slightly better, and I would give them the nod if they played, say, in the ALCS this year.
Yankees are going to take on the Guardians. That should be an interesting series coming up here. All right, if you are Brian Cashman, somebody in the Yankees organization, after watching what you saw this weekend, you say, okay, to play with the best teams, to win a World Series, we need blank. What were they missing this weekend when they lost like they did?
Well, I think the biggest hole on the team, Sal, and it's been the same thing all year, is third base. I mean, they've got to figure out third base. Now, it sounds like they're going to, when Chisholm returns, which I think is going to happen this week, it sounds like they're going to move him back to third base again this year, like he played when he arrived last year in the trade. So that signals to me that they're gonna ride with DJ LeMahieu at second base. Now, he had 4 hits last night, so that was nice. But he also started that game batting 171. And I just don't think that LeMahieu is really going to be the answer. I think he's a very, very average player. He is still injury prone, so we'll see if he can make it through. But I would prefer Chisholm stay at second base and Cashman go out and get a legitimate third baseman, because that really is the hole. I mean, that is the hole that they face right now. Now, the other thing to consider here, I don't know if you saw late last night when Boone was talking, this Luke Weaver situation could be a problem. He was supposed to pitch the 9th inning. He got up and warmed up, and I'm thinking, okay, he didn't pitch because they got the run, and it was no longer a safe situation. Well, we find out.
I was wondering the same thing. I was wondering why he didn't come in, because it was still a four run lead, and like, okay, well, things can get hairy here. Go ahead. What happened?
Yeah, apparently, you know, I figured the same thing. Okay, it's a 4-run lead, big deal. Well, this is the Dodgers, you know, put him in there and finish the game. Well, it turned out he might have tweaked his hamstring while he was warming up. And if that's a hamstring, if it is a tweak and if something's wrong, if he has to go on the injured list, Sal, you know how hamstrings are, that's going to be at least a month. And now you don't have Luke Weaver. Do you trust Devin Williams to go back to being the closer? So maybe he needs to find a relief pitcher, even before the trade deadline, to get them through if Weaver really is hurt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Talking with Sal Majorana here on the Western Hotline. All right, Sal, I know that you think the Red Sox might have the second most talent in the AL East, excuse me, but right now they've lost, what, six of their last eight? They're 5.5 games behind the Yankees. Who's the Yankees' biggest threat at all in the AL East, even though they are 5.5 games clear of the Blue Jays right now?
Yeah, I mean, I still think that the Red Sox can get it turned around. I do think they are a talented team, and they've got some of their young kids up there right now. And they're counting on those guys. I mean, this group sort of reminds me of the Baltimore group a couple years ago when everyone said, man, when these guys get up there, Gunnar Henderson and all these other guys that they had, they're going to be really good. You sort of hear the same things about the Red Sox prospects, and now they're getting their chance. Now, it started off slowly for them, but I still think, you know, the Yankees are playing them, you know, six times here in the next 2 weeks, once in New York, once there. So we'll see. We'll see about them. Right now, I don't know if I want to believe in Toronto, but I'll tell you what, they're hitting the hell out of the ball. They all of a sudden, their offense has cranked it up. The last 10 games, they're like one of the hottest teams in baseball offensively, and they've also won five in a row. So they're a team that I'm not sure I believe in them yet, but they're certainly playing well, and we know that Toronto's got the pitching. I mean, their rotation is very good. So they could be a problem for the Yankees. We'll see.
Sal, have you ever, I mean, we've never seen it actually happen in record, but what do you make of seeing a team at 9-50, the Colorado Rockies? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, it makes you wonder how they beat the Yankees the one game.
Yes.
That was their last win,
yes,
by the way. They've lost eight in a row since then. It's incredible how bad that team is. It's a shame. I think you and I even talked about it one of the first times we did the show, that Colorado, that place, the ballpark is so beautiful. They've got a great fan base. I mean, the fans still show up for a team that's historically bad. It's just hard. That place is just hard, man, for baseball, right? It's the pitching. Yeah. It's so difficult to get guys to go there, you know, to sign free agents, because it's such a bad place for, you know, for pitchers. They get run up. I don't know what to do about the Colorado situation. It's a shame. But, hey, what are you going to do? Someone's got to lose all these games. Last year it was the White Sox. Now it's the Rockies.
All right, so last thing on baseball. I want to get your thoughts a little bit on Bills and OTAs. Here come the Mets again, Sal. I mean, they're getting hot now again after they had a bit of a slump. But I think, one loss in their last, like, you know, eight games, I think it is?
Yeah, they are. I mean, they're a good team, Sal. I mean, we knew this when they played the Yankees. I mean, they just swept the Rockies and – well, actually, they had the White Sox and the Rockies at Citi Field this past week, and they won, what is it, five out of the six, whatever it was. They lost one game to the White Sox. So I heard, I think it was one of the guys from the New York Post had said that this was homecoming week for the Mets. You know, they had the White Sox and the Rockies there. They needed to win, you know, either all of them or, you know, maybe just lose one. Well, they did exactly that. So, yeah, I'm not going to take too much. You know, they're 37-22 now. They're in second place behind. Are they in second place right now?
The Mets. No, Mets behind. Are in first now. They have passed the Phillies. They're a half game ahead of the Yankees even now. The Yankees overtake them as far as overall record, 37-22, and the Phillies have dropped a few here.
Yeah, they had a good week. The Phillies dropped, I think, two or three to the Brewers this week.
Yep.
I bet my son drove down to Philly yesterday. Just to see the ballpark. He hadn't been to the ballpark.
Oh, nice.
So he watched them play the Brewers. Yeah, the Mets are good. I mean, I fully believe the Mets are going to be, you know, a playoff team, obviously. And, you know, that's a team that, you know, I wrote in the newsletter today. I hope the Yankees don't end up playing the Dodgers. I hope somebody along the way knocks them off in the playoffs. The Mets are a team that I could definitely think could do that. If they face the Dodgers, they could handle them, I think, in a playoff series. So, yeah, they're very good. I think it's going to be a really, really cool year in the National League. It's clearly the best league this year. I mean, it's way better than the American League. I think their postseason is going to be fascinating.
One more media OTA. That's tomorrow for us, for the Bills. They'll have OTAs for the team on the field a few times this week. And then next week, it's mandatory minicamp. Last week, I think a lot of us felt that Elijah Moore was a bit of a storyline last week. Seemed like he was connecting with Josh Allen quite a bit. How do you take that when you see that happening? Is it, you know, don't overreact, or okay, let's at least pay attention here?
Yeah, I mean, I told the guys Friday when I was on with them, I missed OTA because I was on vacation last mm-hmm. week. I needed to get some days off. So I didn't see the Elijah Moore show, but I will say this. I liked the signing when they did it. Mm-hmm. You know, he made a very valid point when he signed with the Bills, you know, and how he gets a chance to play with Josh Allen. And, you know, without degrading anybody, he basically said, yeah, I've played with lousy quarterbacks. Both in Cleveland and New York. So it's nice for him to get to get to play with a guy like Josh Allen. And, you know, he caught like 200 passes in his first 4 years. So, and that's a bad quarterback play. So he could be a nice find for the Bills. We'll see, though. Like you said, it's OTA. I generally, Sal, ignore this stuff. I ignore this time. Yep. They're playing touch football. You know, the linemen obviously can't do anything really of substance. So I don't take anything out of OTAs. We'll see when they get to camp and things start playing themselves out. But, you know, I look at the Bills receiver group, and I kind of like it. I mean, you know, especially if Curtis Samuel can bounce back and be more productive, more you add him into it. I think they've got a nice group there.
By the way, here are the names. Zach Wilson, Mike White, Joe Flacco, Josh Johnson, Chris Streveler, Deshaun Watson, P.J. Walker, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, Jeff Driscoll, Jameis Winston, and Bailey Zappi. In 4 years, 11 different quarterbacks Elijah Moore has played with.
And he caught 200 passes. So the guy can play. The guy can play. And I think if they can find a nice role for him in this offense, like I said, I think the Bills have got some nice diversity. They don't have the superstar. They don't have Justin Jefferson or, you know, Chase or any of those guys. But they've got some solid veterans on that team. I think it's a nice group. I think Josh Allen will do a good job with this guy, with these guys.
All right, we are 1 week away, week from today, away, week from tomorrow, excuse me, away from kind of James Cook Day. That's the way I want to look at it, Sal. How much on your radar is that? Like, if he's there, if he's not, does it matter? Do you expect him to be there? Like, how much are you kind of paying attention to that particular storyline?
Yeah, like I said, I'm not paying attention to it at all right now for these OTAs. They are voluntary.
Yep.
Now, obviously, he's not there because, you know, he's not there for a reason. He's purposely not showing up to make his statement. But next week... Yeah, the antenna is going to go up a little bit for all of us in the media to see if he shows up. It brings you back to the Stephon Diggs drama a couple years ago. So I expect him to be there. I hope his representation is smart enough to realize that he doesn't have a whole lot of leverage in this situation. So get to camp, you know, make the goodwill gesture, and then we'll see where it goes from there with the negotiation. I still don't think the Bills are going to extend him. I think the season is going to play out. And he doesn't have a choice. He needs to play. He can't pull, you know, the guy from the Steelers whose name is escaping me right now, the running back.
Le'Veon Bell, yeah.
He can't pull a Le'Veon Bell, you know, and you know, skip the year. That would be a stupid move for James Cook. Yeah. So get in there next week, show your face, you know, be the good soldier, and then come back to camp and play and prove to the Bills that they should extend you. That's what he needs to do.
I'll see you tomorrow. You'll be at OTA tomorrow?
Yeah, sadly, my first vacation week has come to an end, Sal, so I got to get back to work here. But I'll be out there tomorrow.
Well, you might. I'll see you tomorrow. You might talk with the guys again next Monday here, as my schedule's a little funky as well these days. But in the meantime, we always appreciate it. And, of course, people can sign up for the free Pinstripe People newsletter. Folks, you got to see what Sal does with this thing. Puts his blood, sweat, and tears into it. Sign up for it. It's at Sal Marijuana right there on X. You can just go there. You can click it. Sign up. Just enter your email, and it's absolutely free. All right, buddy. Well, Yankees and Guardians next, right? They're next up after a day off, then they'll get after it, and it's a big series for them.
Yeah, it's a good series. They just had the rematch of the World Series. Now they get the rematch of the ALCS last year, and Cleveland's playing well too. Another good team. Should be. And then the Red Sox come in for the weekend, so it's a nice week at Yankee Stadium with two good opponents.
All right, Sal. We'll talk to you soon. I'll see you tomorrow, buddy. Thank you.
All right, bud. Take care.
All right, you got it. That is Sal Marijuana. Great job he does again. Great newsletter for Yankee fans. talks baseball, but it's a Yankee newsletter. And there's some really cool stuff, not only about what the Yankees are doing now, but looking back in the past and things like that. But always a great talk with him. Baseball this time of year. We're doing it once a week with Sal. And, of course, getting in the football stuff with the Buffalo Bills tomorrow, OTAs. The Bills also made some moves over the weekend. They announced some hirings and promotions, which I'll talk about here coming up on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show as we get to the top of the hour with Paul Hamilton on the Sabres hire of Jarmo Kekäläinen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.